From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The fate of four coal miners in West Virginia remains unknown. Workers continue to drill more holes into the mine to release dangerous gases, but they're still at toxic levels. And as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, because of that, rescuers can't resume their search.
Rescuers need to drill several holes into the mine to vent high concentrations of methane, carbon monoxide, and hydrogen gases. Levels taken of the gases after the first hole show the atmosphere in the mine is still too poisonous to enter. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says the best chance for the four missing miners is that they found refuge in an airtight emergency chamber.
The sliver of hope that we have, could someone have withstood and managed not to get caught into the blast? Could somebody have gotten in a chamber? We've got a, that's that sliver we're hanging on to.
Workers hope to insert a camera into holes they eventually drill to see if the rescue chambers have been used. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Montcoal, West Virginia.
It's unclear at this hour who's in charge in Kyrgyzstan. Opposition leaders say they've seized control of the government, but the claim hasn't been independently verified. The statement comes after police clashed with anti-government protesters in the capital, Bishkek, leaving at least 40 people dead. Thousands took to the streets today to protest government corruption and soaring utility bills. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley is calling for restraint.
We urge all parties to show respect for the rule of law and resolve differences in a peaceful, orderly, and legal manner.
A power vacuum could have consequences for the U.S., which has a key military base in Kyrgyzstan to supply operations in Afghanistan. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is defending the role he played in the years leading up to the financial crisis. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports he's testifying before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission as part of a hearing on the roots of the meltdown.
Alan Greenspan is a key witness for the commission. He said, in effect, investor appetite for new mortgage securities and the push by Congress and other government agencies to encourage homeownership fueled the speculation. Greenspan added that lower mortgage interest rates, but not the rates that the Federal Reserve set, also enabled the boom. He said he himself warned of the potential runaway effect of the rates.
In 2002, I expressed concern to the Federal Open Market Committee, noting that our extraordinary housing boom, financed by very large increases in mortgage debt, cannot continue indefinitely.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing fell again in February by more than expected in $11.5 billion. And the current Fed chief, Ben Bernanke, said there are dangers associated with keeping interest rates low for too long, and that helped drive down stocks today. The Dow fell 72 points. The Nasdaq was off 5. The S&P was down 6. This is NPR. The FBI has arrested a man in Northern California on charges of threatening House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Law enforcement officials allege the suspect knew where Pelosi lived and warned if she wanted to see her home again, she should oppose the health care bill. Yesterday, prosecutors charged a man in Washington state for threatening to kill Democratic Senator Patty Murray because of her support of health care overhaul. Consumers looking for a quick way to battle the bulge may want to take note. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, the Food and Drug Administration is taking action against several companies that are marketing drugs that supposedly dissolve fat.
There remain no quick victories in the fight against fat. The FDA has sent warning letters to six companies that market products that are injected into fat deposits in a process that's variously called mesotherapy, lipozap, and lipotherapy. It's popular at spas across the U.S. The FDA is taking issue with claims on the manufacturers' websites promising that the products are safe and effective for dissolving fat. None of the products have been submitted to or evaluated by the agency, but the FDA has received reports of people being left with scarring, pitted skin, and deep, painful knots at the site of the injections. The agency is threatening to take legal action to stop the unsupported claims. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
President Obama leaves the White House this hour to head for Prague, where he's to sign a new arms control agreement tomorrow with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The pact calls for both countries to cut their nuclear arsenals by some 30%. The treaty will still need to be approved by the Russian parliament and the U.S. Senate, where it needs a two-thirds vote to pass. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.